Okay, so I'm gonna try to record one video, I mean one audio every day. I'm not gonna make it a rule necessarily where I have to keep it and put myself under legalism, but my goal is to do one audio a day. And there's unlimited resources when it comes to content. There's no limit. Because God is unlimited, right? So let's think about this for a second. There's another world. There's another world going on right now. Pretty much around you, in you, around you. Now that other world is your thought life. And for the most part, most people don't control their own thoughts. The media does, or their spouse does, or their children do, or their problems do, or somebody else controls their thought life. Mostly the media or whatever. Your neighbors, and might be a boss or coworker or whatever, or the pastor or somebody. Most people are controlled in their thought life by other situations or other things. And so when you start to control your own thoughts, and let's say somebody walks up and tries to put a thought in your mind or shows up or makes a comment or whatever, you can reject that thought and you can say, where did that thought come from? You don't have to accept, you don't have to receive that thought. Now, if you have somebody who's bombarding you with negativity and or if they're talking about something like suicide every day, or they're just putting thoughts in your mind every day that are negative and detrimental, you don't want to be around that person. You want to cut that person off because they're not going to change. They are an agent of the devil, whether they know it. They might even be saved. They might be saved, but they're still an agent of the devil. I had a hard time figuring that one out. How can a saved person become an agent of the devil in your mind, with your mind? You know, bring all thoughts into captivity, the Bible says, and it also says to be renewed in the spirit. How can a saved person be an agent of the devil? The reason is they're tied to the world. They're listening to the media, the world, the worldly wisdom, and so they become an agent by proxy. Some of them claim to be saved and they're not, and they're agents of Satan, and they're agents on purpose. So your thoughts, TH is the ethereal realm. TH is the ether. Right? ET her, ET air. So you got THOUGHT. So you got HT on one side, and you got a TH on the other side, and you got OUG in the middle. Now, the reason this works is because God controls the languages. And I'm going to show you how it works. And you have to remember that God controls the languages, and God is a God of order. The holographic truth is in Jesus. And Jesus is the word. So words, everything is a word. Even your body language is a word. Phonics are a word. One up guy. OUG. One up guy. And it also seems to go back to gold. I can't remember the symbol of gold, but I think OU or something like that is gold, I think. But anyway, we know it's one up guy. And what does that mean? When you think, THINK, ink. TH is the ethereal, ink is inking it out. When you're in thought, you're the one-up guy. You're controlling the pond. And you might say, what is the pond? Pond is ponder. You're pondering. The ponderosa, the spiritual pond. To ponder, pond air. So everything is about Christ and his body. Everything in front of you, everything in your thoughts, everything in your body, everything is about Christ and his body. Your job, the corporations, the media, everything is a. Now don't get me wrong. They flipped it to the 666 flesh mind, but in the spirit mind, it's all about Christ. And they have flipped it to self-glory instead of God getting the glory. So thought, one up guy. Think is the ink it out. Meditate is your water vessel, M, You edit the pond as you eat or turn over the thoughts in your mind. You reflect upon something. You're reflecting upon something, so it reflects. You're reflecting upon, U-P-O-N. Reflect, you pond. You're reflecting upon, reflect, you, P-O-N, is pond. Just type in etymology, P-O-N, it'll bring up the pond. And the word P-O-N goes back to poner in Spanish, which probably means to put, right? I think that's what it means. I can't say for sure, but it would make sense that it P-O-N means to put, because when you ponder, you're putting it into the hologram. You're causing a reflection. You're causing it to reflect back. When you look in your rearview mirror on your car, it says things appear further than they are, or something like that. Things in the mirror, in the rear view mirror, appear, I don't know if they mean appear closer or appear further. I think it says appear further, right? I have to go look on my mirror. But it makes sense. The mirror, you look in the mirror and things start to appear. Things start to appear. Now, what is a mirror? It's a mirror image. So you're made in the image of God. So the material realm is your spirit mind is the original. The mind of Christ is the original. The material realm is the reflection following after. And so when you look in the mirror, things start to appear. I don't know if it says closer than they appear or further than it. I think it means things in the mirror are closer than they appear. I think that's what it says. They're closing in on you. When you look in a mirror, you see an appearance. So your thoughts, when you start to remember your thoughts. Now, this is how it's easy to remember what you did yesterday, right? It's a little bit harder to remember what you said yesterday. But it's really hard to remember what you thought yesterday. But when you get to that level, and it's possible, seriously, the only way you're going to get to that level, though, is cut off the noise. See, they want to bombard you with music and TV and noise because they're trying to get you out of your mind. That's why they call it out of your mind. Now, the witches and the Wiccans, they'll say, well, you don't need to think about words. You don't need to think, because they want you out of your mind. There's a reason it's called somebody, they're out of their mind because they're not thinking. The reason the witches are out of their mind because they're not thinking. They will tell you. They will say, get out of your mind, because they want you out of your mind. God doesn't want you out of your mind. God wants you to have the mind of Christ. They will be exposed by what they say. They go say, blank your mind and don't have any words in your mind. Well, Jesus is the Word. Everything's a word. Everything's a derivative from the Word. Why would they tell you to blank your mind and not think about words and not to think and get out of your mind? And why would they do that and get into your heart? Because the heart's deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? They want you to be wicked like them. But when you get the mind of Christ, you renew your mind and get your heart to line up with the Word, then you have the mind of Christ, right? They don't want you in your mind. They want you in the heart. The heart's deceitfully wicked, the Bible says. That's the truth. And what God is doing with your heart is giving you a new heart, H-E-art. His art is your heart. The words reveal everything. If you can get a hold of this, you're going to be free, and you're going to see past what the preachers can see, and you're going to rise above the sine wave or the sin wave. Because you start to control the sin wave or the sine wave because you control your thoughts. Your doctrine, your beliefs, or your teachings determine your behavior. Control your thoughts. You go back to your childhood and say, where did this thought come from? Where did this negativity, where did this depression, where did this bad thought process, why did I start smoking or something like that? the reason you smoke is because your thoughts are telling you need a cigarette. But if you really think about it, you don't need a cigarette. You don't need anything but Jesus. Your body needs to eat or you die. Your body needs to sleep or you die. Your body needs to rest or you die, right? Your body needs water. But I'm talking about stuff that's above what the body really needs. A lot of it's just a mind game that you play on yourself because you let other people control your mind. So when you bring your thoughts into captivity, I had a preacher say that one time. He says, you would drive yourself crazy to bring your thoughts into. Wrong. The Bible says to do it, and if God says to do it, you can do it. Now, you might have to isolate from certain people, and you might have to get into that mode where you're like Elijah or the prophets, where you're out in the woods somewhere. You might not be out in the woods per se, but you're pretty much separating from worldly wisdom, separating from people who speak worldly wisdom, and most people are in the worldly wisdom mindset. That's all they think about. These little cliches that they use, it's just where did it come from? They don't even know where they say stuff. They don't even know where it comes from. They can memorize a song, the song lyrics, but they'll say, I can't memorize no Bible verses. Well, you remembered Rise of the Song. You have 100 songs. You know the lyrics to 100 songs. The reason you can't memorize Bible verses is because you don't want to. Reason you can remember the verses in a song is because you want to. Because it's a feeling. It's a repetition. You want to memorize a Bible verse? It's how much truth do you want? Do you want to repeat it over and over in your mind or not? Long story short, if you want to control the reflection, control your thoughts. Happened to me the other night. I wanted to go out and make $100 with a ride share, and it usually takes, 4 or 5 hours to make $100. But I had determined that I needed to do it within an hour and a half. Boom, I reached my goal because of a tip. One guy gave a $20 tip, him and his wife. Another guy gave a $15 tip. And those both, it was like 3 or 4 runs, and they were long runs. So each run was like $20 to $15 a run, something like that. It just was like, just appeared out of nowhere. Why would it appear out of nowhere? Because nothing just appears out of nowhere. Number one, it's already here. You're just collapsing the wave function. It's already here. It's just a matter of, it's going to appear. If you understand the one-up guy, what I'm saying is, you're above, it's a whole nother world. It's right, you're living it, but you're so distracted with, set your affections on things above. There's another world besides the 3D. The 3D is just, what is the 3D? So you have this child, and you give them some toys, and they go play cowboys and Indians with their little toys, or they go out there and they make some mud pies or mud toys or whatever. That's what this is, 3D mud toys. So it's all about your heart. So once you pay attention to the Holy Spirit convicting you, and you keep your heart, stay in the Word, and when God shows you something, you get your heart right. Then the 3D land is just, it's like a cartoon. There's no problem that hasn't already been solved. Do you understand? When Jesus rose from the dead, the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world, it was finished before you were ever born. All problems were solved before you were born. That's why if you watch bushcraft, you can go out in the woods with a knife and eat and survive. Now, you don't want to do it because it's harder life, but you could. All problems have already been solved in Jesus. So when you collapse the wave function with your thoughts, it has to appear because it's already been before. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. So you collapse the wave function by faith. simple. It's really simple, to be honest with you. It's so simple that they don't want you to know how easy it is, because Jesus paid it all and you appropriate it by faith. If he gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things, the Bible says. If God gave you his son, will he not freely give you all things? What's more important than Plato land? Jesus died on the cross to give you eternal life. Come on now, somebody needs to shout. Be shouting. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?